So, welcome back to Nerd News Now. I am Elliot. I am accompanied again by Anthony Richards.
Yo, Leo.
And Jonathan Rowland.
Good morning. And my name is actually just John. Don't you ever say Jonathan.
Is it not short?
It is 100% legally John. Oh. I could pull out any legal document and you will not see Jonathan.
Well, before we get into it, John, you had a little bit of spicy music you wanted to had us listen to.
Yeah. So this morning, earlier in the week, I received a vinyl I ordered a couple of months ago. It was on back order, so you know, took some time. It is the Hero of Time orchestral compilation,
which is Legends of Zelda. For those who don't know,
it's written by Eric Buholtz, I think is how you say his name. Mm-hmm. It's a reimagining of the Zelda soundtrack with a full orchestra. It's actually the first ever full orchestra that's not an official Nintendo deal. And a little backstory, it started off as a Kickstarter campaign. It did really well. First print sold out incredibly quickly, so they ran a second print, and now I have a copy.
All right, well,
that's pretty cool. I'm kind of jealous, actually.
Play that funky music. White boy. All right, John. That was actually really pretty. I was gonna say something like funny and dumb, but no, I always loved the Legends of Zelda. Mm-hmm. The soundtrack's always so good.
Yeah, their musical direction is superb.
Yeah.
Koji Kondo is my hero.
Yeah, I gotta say. I mean, like, I actually played the original Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time like forever ago on N64. Loved it. Haven't gotten back into it just because it's just too time consuming. But anyway, I really want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because just the sheer absurdity of it. Japan, a long time ago, they had a Gundam, right? For those of you who don't know, Gundam is basically a big mech robot that like forms together, and it's an anime, and it's like pew pew lasers in space and stuff. It's great. But Japan made a Gundam. It was tall. It was like plus 50 feet, I think. And they tore it down because, you know, I don't know, they wanted to work on a different project. The other project was they built another Gundam. Like, it's 64.9 feet tall. They just built it again just because they can.
This time they added lights.
Huh? They did make it better. They added lights. They added moving parts. Oh, it's great. It's so cool. Oh.
When you say moving parts, you mean like a moving part?
A moving part. They're getting there. They're going to make a full one. That's going to be the Japanese Defense Force right there. Just a one Gundam.
I'm honestly waiting. If Japan creates a fleet of Gundams, I will fully submit to them.
It'll need to be like two at max.
Well, that depends. Are we talking like anime Gundams or like Gundams. Realistic Gundams?
No, anime Gundams.
Gundams.
So I feel like we're a long way off from anime Gundams, but...
They're close. We'll get there.
But a realistic Gundam. Build a fleet of those, and I will fully just submit.
You can
to
quote
him.
Me on this next week.
Next week. All right, we'll quote you on that. We'll talk about it again. Don't worry. But yeah, 64.9 feet. I think it's in Tokyo Bay. I think that's where they built it. I wanted them to recreate the Yamato there, but they're not doing that. Anthony.
Yulio.
You saw Kingsman?
Well, I've seen the first one. I haven't seen, like, we had a watch party for the first one. Haven't seen the second one yet. We're going to be watching the second one.
I was there
one
at the watch party. I know. But I was wondering if you saw the second one because you were talking a lot about it.
No. The second one is for this weekend. We're going to get another watch party to go on Saturday. I'm just trying to figure out how the seating is going to work because transportation's a thing.
Like, how's it doing? The movie.
Oh, yeah, no. The movie's doing really well. It's shattered a box office record, essentially, over the first one. It's it's number one in box office currently.
Yeah, it beat it in its first weekend by
9 million. Yeah, yeah, by 9 million views.
9,000. For those of you who want exact numbers, Kingsman got 39 million in the first weekend domestically, and it got 30.
Yeah, but
with Legend and Ninjago falling at 21.
Oh man, that's such a good movie. Dab. That's such a. I had to say dab because they can't see that I'm dabbing on air.
Honestly, we
to
would
be
have
honest,
all been
I'm excited to
not.
See the Lego Ninjago movie, regardless of the fact that I'm not the biggest fan
that.
Of the Cartoon Network.
Dude,
show.
I saw the Lego movie and I still
have
really
a
like
sense
it.
Of dignity.
Really?
I didn't like the Lego movie.
Is there a soul inside of your
I
hollow
like playing
human
with
husk?
Legos. It's like imagine if someone was like Twitch live streaming them building a Lego set. I'd hate that. That's how I felt. Oh, but wow. It did really well as well. It beat The Exorcist, which was the highest grossing horror movie of all time. It beat it. I contributed to that. I saw it.
I also did contribute to that as well. I went to go see it the weekend that it came out.
So realistically, I should get a cut of the profits, right? That's how this works.
I
you know
still
what?
Have
I would love that
it.
As well.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I like it. I mean, as time goes on, I grow to like it more and more. I shouldn't because I really trash talked it the first time I saw it. But it was good. I liked it. I hope it sells more. You know, it was a good Stephen King adaptation. It wasn't as good as, what is it, Overdrive? The one about the killer semi-trucks. I think I talked about this last time, too.
No, I don't remember.
No, don't, yeah, it's a Stephen King movie that he himself directed. It's about killer semi-trucks. It's awful. Emilio Estevez, isn't it?
I'll get
quality.
Back to you on that.
Quality.
Am...
I think Overdrive, but it was a quality film. It was it did awful. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. It's memey.
It sounds like it was, honestly.
You can make a
Maximum
lot of memes.
Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive. Yes. Because he, like, in the intro, the intro is like him for 30 seconds talking about how no one has done Stephen King right, and then he's going to do it right. And I think he knew that it was a joke. He knew that it was a joke. He had to have known.
17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yay, 17%.
But 5.4 on IMDb. I don't know which one's dumber.
Wait,
what? I want to see Food Fight on Rotten Tomatoes, because that'll really...
I think that's like...
Oh, that sounds awesome.
10%. Fight, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've watched it all the way through. 10%. 10%.
There's a movie I'm pretty sure that is done worse than that. I'm pretty sure there's a movie, it has Brad Pitt in it. I think it's called Cool World, something like
cool
that.
Cool World.
And I think it has a 4% on Rotten Tomato, and that 4% is well-deserved.
Yeah. Cool World. No, 31%. No, 4%.
Yeah,
on 4%. The tomato meter. Oh, I was looking at the audience score. They don't have the tomato meter.
Yeah, that's interesting. But only 12% of Google users liked it. And that is really bad, because Google users like everything just randomly.
I watched it. If you want to, like...
The audience score is 10%, so I called that.
Oh my god, you can watch it free on Amazon Prime?
Why
Food Fight?
Guys, this just in, go watch Food Fight.
No, save yourself. Stop.
For free on Amazon
Prime.
It was on YouTube.
Hey, do not.
Yeah, you can watch
do,
it.
Do not.
If you have a Prime membership.
Save yourself.
Charlie Sheen.
No.
Hilary Duff. Ratigan?
Wait, Charlie Sheen and Hilary Duff in the same movie? That is a stupid cast.
Okay, hidden Amazon Prime gems. I'm just injecting this. Go watch Ratoing. It's Ratatoing. It looks awful. It looks so bad. It looks like the scary CGI that you saw out of like the late 90s. Oh, I'm going to watch this tonight.
Late 90s CGI is my favorite.
Oh, it's so good. It's
so bad.
Another thing about how well movies are doing, because, you know, like Ratigan and Food Fight are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, keeping with the trend of great movies. How's The Defenders doing? Anyone want
to
tell me about that?
Yes. All right. So, the Defenders, which is basically part of the Marvel's TV universe, right? Because they're cinematic universe.
No, it's in the same universe.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, like, they're the cinematic universe, like the ones you go to the theaters for. Oh. That's doing fantastic, right?
Yeah, of course.
However, the TV universe, which is all of their series that exist on Netflix, aren't doing overly fantastic at the moment. And so there's recently a rough estimate done to determine the popularity of the Defenders, and it did worse than Iron Fist. And if none of you have seen Iron Fist before, quick tip, don't. It's
awful.
Iron
Fist wasn't that bad. I've never seen it. I kind of stopped watching after Daredevil because I got into Jessica Jones. It was so slow, and I was like, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Jessica Jones. And they compared the numbers to season 2 of Daredevil because that's the one that got like the most viewership. And
can I just point out how dumb that is?
Yeah,
so many people skipped over season 1 to go to season 2.
I don't understand why, because season 1 is the better season.
Season 1's the hallway fight.
Yeah.
I mean, season 2 kind of has that with
but,
the Punisher.
I mean, they didn't do it as... No.
You mentioned the Punisher. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
We'll save all Punisher stuff.
All right. That's acceptable. But yeah. Daredevil did have another hallway. Daredevil season 2 did have another hallway fight, but it was not done nearly as masterfully as the season 1 hallway fight.
Yeah.
And the Defenders also kind of tried to have like a hallway fight segment, which was just crap. It was lackluster because like you have four heroes doing four different things at four different at the same time, essentially.
What's that? There's like a special term for the hallway fight scene. I think it was like...
Mm-hmm.
It was coined by like some Japanese artist.
Not familiar with it.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, it's a Japanese thing. The hallway fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. I love hallway fight scenes. Have you ever seen I can't remember the name of the movie, but they're like climbing this tower or whatever, and it's this kung fu movie. And that movie is just the only fight scenes in that movie are hallway fight scenes. Basically,
the only kung fu movie I watched was Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, it is just I think it's a romp on.
Have you really not seen Kung Fury?
Wait, Kung Fury?
It's like a 30-minute movie.
About
wow.
Time travel and raptors and Viking Age.
To be honest with you, I couldn't tell you if I tried.
I think I know what you're talking about. Let me look it up.
I honestly don't know the plot of the movie, if there's one. I just know that it's a kung fu movie. And
Kung
I fell
Fury.
Asleep watching it because it was like
oh,
5 in the
I've
morning.
I've seen Kung Fury. Yes.
I'm looking at
Kung
it now.
Fury. Oh, that's so good.
I think we can classify that as a hidden Netflix gem.
That's definitely a hidden Netflix gem. Mm. That's such a good David Sandberg.
I've never seen it. Oh, Sandberg.
Yeah, he's the main star in it. So you know it's a good movie.
Well, David I love Hasselhoff Andy Samberg so much that I'm willing to watch any movie with any person who has the last name Samberg.
But the Hoff is in it.
Oh, they have the Hoff.
Yeah, I've seen it enough times. I don't remember the Hoff in it, but hey, he's in it. I don't remember it. Sticking with like movies and whatnot. Do you want to talk about Punisher now, or do you want to wait a little bit? Let the audience build up some anticipation for it.
We already mentioned the Punisher. Let's just not. We're going to forget it if we don't talk about it.
Yeah, this good point. Facts. All right, the Punisher, new trailer, looks cool. I don't have any problems with it. Not a single one.
Really? No.
Not any. I can't find any.
I mean, the new Punisher trailer does look great. I'll give it that. Like, it looks absolutely fantastic. And the Punisher was literally the best thing about Daredevil season 2, even though that they only gave him like 2 minutes where he was actually the Punisher at the very, very end with like his suit and everything.
Maybe that's the reason that season got the most.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure it was the Punisher.
It had to
and
been.
Because everyone was crying out for like more Punisher, and then that's the reason why they made the Netflix.
I mean, he was supposed to be in the Defenders.
Uh-huh, really?
I think in the comics he was in the Defenders.
No, not as far as I know. Not at least in the original Defenders lineup.
I don't know comics.
Yeah, but I don't know. It looks really great, but just like following the Netflix TV series recent track record. Like,
Punisher's gonna do so well.
It's
good. I have such high hopes for it, because like I'm gonna watch it. And I haven't watched a Marvel thing since Daredevil season 2. I'm going to watch it. Even if it's garbage, I love The Punisher so much.
I mean, honestly, I think that's the thing that's going to make it do so well. The fact that The Punisher is such like a loved character.
Which is so funny. That's right? So messed up. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to suffer from some really weird pacing issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about The Punisher is he's basically a psychopath.
Yeah.
He's okay, and then he suddenly starts murdering everybody. That's his character.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they do a big fight scene, like, they need to do a big fight scene first episode, like, a big one. Mm-hmm. Not, like, the biggest in the season, but, like, the problem is they're going to have to keep topping fight scenes after fight scenes after fight scenes.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
They can't do what Jessica Jones did. They cannot do what Jessica Jones did in the slightest. They can barely do what Daredevil did. You need step one, Punisher with a gun killing people like first 10 minutes of the mm-hmm, first episode. Mm-hmm. You need that. If you don't do that, then it's not gonna be a good season.
Honestly, I'll get on board with that. I'll say that I don't think it has to be a really big thing, but just like the Punisher like in a room just like finishing off like a group of guys. Oh, yeah. Right,
and like there's no context to it. He's just killing people, and like that's what would get people going.
And then like
that's what
from there we immediately move like into his backstory, right? Cover his backstory a little bit. Okay,
are
so
they
we
doing
understand.
Backstory? Huh? They're doing backstory.
They're definitely doing backstory. In the trailer, they have like pieces of backstory in there, so you know they're going to be definitely touching
that. They have his wife getting murdered.
Just
so
ruthless
murdering. There's backstory.
Yeah, there's definite backstory.
If like five people don't die in an episode, I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh, so you know the Punisher is a psychopath, like you said. So if they show like the world from like his point of view, and I think that's the thing.
Everyone
that's
just
happening
a target
with his
on
life,
their chest,
right? I think that's going to be really fantastic.
Yeah, in the Punisher's world, everyone just has a target on their chest. So
I mean, like maybe they'll overcome what I expect to be really weird pacing issues. Yeah. Maybe they'll make it work in their favor.
I mean, honestly, maybe it'll just be like Game of Thrones, but more advanced. Like I hope they bring in like a really good main character and then kill him off. Like not even at the end of the season, like halfway through the season. They're just killing off main characters but the Punisher.
Mm-hmm. Halfway through the season, more like halfway through the episode.
Yeah, I want that. I want like really good supporting characters to not have jobs. That's what I want. That's messed up, but like I don't think the Punisher is something that can survive with people not dying.
Karen Page is gonna be in
there. Karen Page needs to die then.
Wow. No,
I love
no, she
her.
Can't die because we need her for Daredevil season
no,
3.
No, I love her. And if she's in The Punisher, it's a death sentence. It
no,
be
but
like,
remember, in Daredevil season 2, Karen Page is one of the only people that The Punisher actually confided in. So I don't think she's going to die. Like,
no,
that's
I don't
not
think The Punisher
thing.
Should kill her.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, if anything, Karen Page can take care of herself.
Yeah, no,
but
honestly.
Like, she'd be like nuked from orbit or something. I don't know.
Nuked from orbit.
Something dramatic. Something like Michael Bay.
Wow.
I think it's going to do good. I really hope it does.
Yeah. I have high hopes, but also I'm just my mind automatically goes back to the recent track record, and it's like my high hopes are kind of balanced out. So we'll see whether or not I fall on one side of the coin or the other.
Or stepping away. Arrow airs on TV, right?
Yes.
Yeah, even stepping away from the Netflix show, I'm like, Arrow started off super good.
Arrow.
And then it became garbage. Then it got good again when they realized, oh, no one likes it anymore. And, like, they lost half of their fan base, basically, because they
made
one really bad
season. You
want
to know why Arrow sucks? It's because you, CW, I'm speaking to you directly, decided to take him, make him Bruce Wayne with a bow and arrow. That is not Oliver Queen at all.
Bruce Bane.
I mean, like, it was an interesting first season. Second season was decent, and then after that, it started to go downhill. Like,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, another thing that you did, CW, you took the Flash and turned him into a whiny child.
Isn't that all Barry Allen truly is, though?
I personally like season 5 and above of Supernatural. I think they're the best seasons.
No. Everything below season 5. That's seasons 1 through 5.
That's the joke. No, my dad really likes Supernatural, and he watches, like, he's seen all of them, and he says the later seasons aren't even that bad.
The later seasons are all horrible. After season 7, like, I'll give season 6 some slack.
I mean, that's a pretty good run. That's a pretty good one. Friends had, like, what, 14 seasons? No, the
seven.
The Friends had, like, 7 seasons?
Yeah.
I think 7 seasons for a good TV show, that's, like, the max.
Yeah, you should never need to go over 7 seasons.
Like, Rick and Morty, I've doomed it by season 5. Hands down.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I can feel that.
Honestly, I'm surprised Rick and Morty's still going. It's a decent show. I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah.
But it has so much crowd following that when something else interesting comes out, it's going to die instantly. It doesn't matter if the writing gets bad. Mm-hmm. They're going to die as soon as something else becomes popular.
What do you mean? Rick and Morty's going to die?
Like, the show itself, not the characters. But
I know what you mean.
They're on such a hype train right now that I expect a lot of their fan base to fall off very quickly when something else new and interesting comes out.
Yeah, it's bandwagoning.
I refuse to watch the show, not because I don't think it's good. I've seen episodes. It's good. But I don't want to watch when everyone else is still obsessing over it, because then...
This is part of the reason why I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I'm waiting for Game of Thrones to finish. Partly for that, because I know that if I get into it, I'm going to want to see it all
to the
end. Basically, very quickly.
I don't watch something because other people like it. That's dumb.
But my problem with Rick and Morty is that there are so many people that like it that whenever people talk about it, it infuriates me.
Because I hear
about it everywhere. Yeah. That's my issue.
I've done that. I've lied about, like, liking shows because the people that talk about it, like, are annoying. Like, all right, I'm gonna say this on air. I probably shouldn't say this, but I was a brony, right?
For a while.
But I hated
talking about the show. Do you want me to mute your mic?
No. I hated talking about the show because everyone would be like, oh my God, it's so good. You just run ship. I'm like, nah, it's a good show with all right writing. Please don't hype it up. So I just never talk about it. I watched it, but I never talked about it.
Yeah, and that's my issue with Rick and Morty, but I just don't have the lack of dignity to say that I don't like this show. I'd rather just not watch it, and that's my excuse for why I don't talk about it.
I get it.
I don't know. I'm a fan of Rick and
Morty. Like, my entire floor in my building loves Rick and Morty.
There's Rick and Morty every Saturday.
Yeah, no, they literally did that, and I'm like, guys, I understand it's a good show, but you guys have to have other things to do. It's Saturday night.
Nah, Rick and Morty. But
but they're doing something every other minute of the day, except then. And I like my
Rick and Morty trumps all.
I like my quiet time, and they don't give it to me.
Rip, John. Your residents need to be nicer to you.
No, they just need to be quiet.
I'm gonna call them out. I'm gonna call them out next podcast. Don't worry. I'll call them out. Give me a list of names.
Mm-hmm. We'll just walk through the first floor. Just take all of the names from the doors, and then we'll just list them all off.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I love them. I just wish that they could be quieter. That's the one thing I wish, because I enjoy my quiet.
Yeah, I get it. Well, one thing that's not being quiet, I'm going to change topics now because I like doing that, is Apple. Apple's still not being quiet, but they did a good thing this time, guys. Apple's done a good thing.
Apple capable of doing good things?
Siri now uses Google instead of Bing.
Huh. Wait. Why was it using Bing at all in the first place?
I don't know.
Android. That's
Can you change
that's about
what Siri
it.
Uses?
No.
I want Siri to use DuckDuckGo. I like DuckDuckGo.
Wow.
What's the Chinese version of Google? I can't remember.
It's like Seer.
One second, I got it.
No, it's...
It's like the one in like all the popular surreal memes.
Baidu, that's what it is. I want Siri to use Baidu.
Baidu. Yes. You mean the one that blocks everything because it's Chinese?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I literally just pulled it up as you said it.
But yeah, Siri is now using Google instead of Bing. I think that's a really bad, half bad thing because, you know, we always do Apple hate and Google hate. I mean, kind of Google hate. But I guess now that they're, like, partnering up, Siri is actually going to be, like, viable because it's not viable now. Everyone surpassed it.
Thanks for hitting that microphone, Anthony. Yeah, thanks. You didn't need to show me the Baidu homepage. I've seen it before.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a screw-up. Perpetually.
I punched the microphone last time. I don't think any of you guys noticed. And I was, I punched it. Got
Wait,
it in.
Guys, give me something to type into Baidu.
I don't know. No, we gotta do no.
Kim Jong Un.
No, no, guy.
Speaking of that, just a tangent thought. Did you hear that China's central bank has finally said no more South Korea?
Really?
Not South Korea. Sorry, North Korea.
Okay. Well, like, so they're not funding them?
Yeah, they've officially been like, yeah, North Korea, you've gone off the deep end and you did a belly flop. We're
whoop,
done.
Whoop. All right, get ready for the draft, boys. World War III. Click, 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 click.
A war would involve, like, North Korea having allies.
Korean War II, Electric Boogaloo. Get the draft. Click, click, click.
Guys, so I typed in Kim Jong-un, and one of the first things that came up, it says, Kim Jong-un, runner, leader of the best country of the world, also able to speak Chinese in Northeast accent, equally justice, democracy.
Nah, you gotta be kidding me. No. I'm looking at this.
Right there.
I can't believe
does Baidu support or not support North
Korea? I don't know. Maybe they just changed it. I don't know. That gives me a headache.
That's interesting.
That right. is very interesting.
But yeah, hold on,
Baidu the Punisher.
No. No, that's not going to return anything from the U.S.
Well, we're not going like to talk about it if it's not okay.
It's going to be like the Chinese Punisher.
I'm only getting... Okay, one second. All right, so I'm only getting things in Chinese and then something... Then the IMDb page for the 1989.
They have IMDb in China?
I mean, I guess so.
Huh.
The more you know.
The more you know. They can look up Food Fight. Woo! Food Fight.
Don't torture them.
I won't. Before we head on to unpop culture, something about a ball going really far in football. I don't know. I think it was like the Hawks or like some sort of big bird. They did it. It was like a couple hundred.
You know,
couple
that, feet. That, that you know who likes balls
in,
going
in sports all the time.
Yeah.
You know who likes balls going far? Dogs.
Maybe it was a dog. Maybe it was like the what was it, the Kansas City Dogs or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. Whatever. Sony did a thing.
Yes, Sony did a thing. Well, Sony responded to a thing, and Sony is getting backlash for how they responded. So we're familiar with crossplay, correct?
Yeah, but also probably really justified because Sony likes to do really dumb things.
Sony's like the Nintendo of I don't know, Xbox. I don't know. Nintendo's the Nintendo of the consoles.
No, Sony's the Apple of consoles.
Yes, accept that one. However, I'm
Nintendo's
still on board
Motorola
with Sony.
Then. They don't do anything new, but they're still good phones.
So
I love Nintendo so much. I have such a deep love.
Me too.
That reminds me, later on the podcast, I'm sorry I cannot talk. We'll be playing another song, maybe a few. Who knows? We'll see.
Let's play the whole album.
Whatever. Yeah, play the entire album. That is the podcast.
Play it, Johnny.
That would literally be the whole podcast. Uh-huh. That's an hour.
All right, but cross-platform play.
All right, so yeah, we're familiar with cross-play, right?
Yeah.
People on one system being able to play with people on another system. This typically doesn't happen because Sony and Xbox want to keep their stuff exclusive. However, there's a game called Players Unknown Battleground created by Epic, the people
also,
who developed Unreal Engine 4.
PUBG for your real nerds.
PUBG.
All right. No, did I say PlayerUnknown Battleground?
Yeah.
What I meant to say was Fortnite. Sorry, it's Fortnite created
Fortnite.
By.
Yeah.
They created a PlayerUnknown Battleground mod, essentially on Fortnite.
Already?
Yeah. So that's a thing. However, this is the important part. There was a point in the day where they just randomly flipped the switch and people on PlayStation were playing with people on Xbox,
I'm just curious, how did they know that? Huh? Like, how did the players know that, if they did?
They showed an image on the one news thing that I was watching, and they were talking in, like, the dialogue box, right? And I believe it came up somehow in conversation that one person was playing on PS4, right? And so someone was like, wait, no, I'm on Xbox, or something along those lines, right? And, yeah, so they got backlash for that, and they immediately shut it down and issued an apology, basically just saying, sorry, something happened with our servers, right? It was a mistake or whatever. But people are getting really excited and kind of upset because, you know, they know that this is possible, and it was really that easy. Like, they just flipped a switch, and people were playing together, right?
So, two quick thoughts. Mm-hmm. One, there could be duplicate usernames if we did this, and that is a really interesting thought. Like, it's not likely, but just imagine being in a game with someone who happens to have your name on the other console.
That would be scary. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, that would confuse me. Yeah. The only way I can think of fixing that would be having, like, built-in identifiers that says what console you're on.
Or, like, don't allow your username to be shown in a certain game.
Well, I mean, honestly,
like, you have a game username, and it's based on the game.
Uh-huh, you could do that.
But then, like, the game might get confused, too. But that's a debate that we don't need to have.
You could just display, like, all of Sony usernames in blue text and all of Xbox usernames in green.
Yeah. Like I said, some kind of built-in identifier.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and then my second thought is Sony's going, oh no, guys, there's innovation. Stop.
Exactly.
Stop. Bad.
Sony is getting most of the backlash for this because they're the ones who really don't like. Xbox came out on top looking like the good guys. Microsoft, they came out looking like the good guys, right? Because they didn't seem to have too much of an issue with it.
Because Microsoft has a domination of two of the markets that people play this game on.
Oh, this is true.
They make computers. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They want cross-platform play. Steam, right? Steam can be played with PS4.
Honestly, I think right now, I might be wrong, but like, if you play Windows Live, you can play with Xbox people.
Oh, yeah, and if you do Steam, you can play with PS4 people. Uh-huh. So it's not... The reason why Microsoft's, like, not mad about it is because, like, oh, all right, well, we already make Intel, so it's like, you know, might as well... I mean, they'll make Intel, but we're already partnered with Intel. Mm-hmm. Might as well just make it so we can play with PCs already.
Yeah, but that's fair.
And that's fair, but, like, Sony, they're scared because, like, all right, so does that mean that any multiplayer game can no longer be a PlayStation 4 exclusive? Or PlayStation exclusive? Because if every company does that, because obviously it wasn't PlayStation that decided this. Mm-hmm. It was the other company. Someone not inside PlayStation was like, let's just mess with their marketing scheme.
The fact that they knew how to make that work, though, is really impressive.
Yes.
Because there's never been foundation for that. Epic
went
out of their way to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And I admire
that.
So, yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
are,
totally.
People are, like, really freaking out because... Like, it was that simple. It was really that simple. They quickly turned it on, and then when they were found out, they quickly shut it back off. And it was seamless. It wasn't a thing. It wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
So people are really upset because they now understand that it's that easy.
Yeah. Also, just another thought. Imagine being in a game and just half the game drops out. You'd be like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad I'm in a lobby that's half empty for no reason.
But, like, no, realize this, though. Like, PlayStation is not... PlayStation and Xbox have comparable hardware,
mm-hmm.
but it's always the Xbox that comes out on top with the best hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Xbox 360 is more powerful than the PS3. The Xbox is more powerful than the PS2.
The PlayStation just looks better.
The PlayStation
just looks better in general because they there's some, like, minor hardware swap that's better for optimization, but it's less powerful.
Exactly. That's the thing. And, like, if you're just a gameplay person, like a lot of multiplayer games are, they're just about gameplay, then why would you choose a PS4? Just go to the Xbox. I mean, granted, you have to... I mean, it doesn't matter now. Like, if you didn't have to pay for PlayStation Live, oh, yeah, if I was Sony, I would have been mad. But now that you have to pay for PlayStation Live, I wouldn't really... Yeah, I don't know. I think both companies should be mad. I don't think just the one company should be mad because it would just circumvent them. Which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think neither of them should be mad because, I mean, it's kind of stupid. Like, admittedly, yes, I think it's stupid that there's console competition, but without console competition, they would be absurdly expensive. So I'm not going to complain about that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with the concept of some games only being available on some consoles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, I don't want to see a Halo game on... PS4. That would just be so weird.
Honestly, I don't want to see a Halo game anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to see any more Halo.
Yeah, but it's like,
Yeah, but like the issue you have when you don't have cross-platform is like sometimes games do really well and then they get old. And then like you have the old Call of Duties that some people still play, but most people don't. So if you wanted to play, in the weird event you end up in a lobby that's not just a bunch of people hacking and modding, because that's basically all the games have come down to, doubling the player pool is a really big deal, because 2,000 versus 4,000 people is a big difference.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you have 100,000, sure, 200,000 is a lot more. You're not finding a game any quicker, though, because there's so many people, you're not going to not find them.
Yeah. You know, okay, now I get it. I mean...
For brand new release games, sure, I can see maybe for a time being like, no, you cannot do cross-platform, but it might be the thing that keeps older games alive.
Yeah, but at the same time, Xbox isn't getting any money for it. PlayStation isn't getting money for someone. You know, like, the dude that still plays Halo 3 on an Xbox 360 is not giving Microsoft any money. And in fact, Microsoft is just losing money because no one's buying new copies of Halo 3. No one's buying new Xbox 360s. Why bother? It's like if Sega still kept SegaNet open from the Dreamcast.
Yeah, but that is such an archaic thing. Like, original Xbox server shut down a while ago because there wasn't a reason. But like, the 360 servers are still open.
Not for a long time.
Not indefinitely, but like the idea of opening those to the PS3 servers and then doubling the player pools for some of the games is a fairly big deal. Because
that's a good idea, I guess.
The people who aren't going to upgrade to the new system aren't going to do so magically because you're limiting the player pool. Like, they're just going to suck it up and move on.
If nothing else,
it'd be a really good PR stunt, and that is something that they both need because nobody likes either company.
Sony definitely needs it. Everyone's so sick because it's like consoles are trying to be like PCs, where they're just like, oh yeah, we're just going to release a new console every year with kind of better specs. And it's like, no, don't do that. You have console generations. I know Sony wants to do with console generation, do away with them. They don't want console generations. They just want one console that you upgrade. And it's like, oh, that's a PC.
That's a PC that just doesn't run PC. Windows. It's exactly. A PC that runs a special OS that's for games and nothing else.
Like, just get a Steam machine then.
See, but at that point, it's a lot cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to get a console. Uh-huh. So it's just a cheaper interchangeable console. Like, it's cheaper than a PC.
Because
and that's the benefit of it.
It'd be cheaper at first, but then... Like, when you start upgrading it, it's the same price as a PC.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Like, the benefit of buying a whole console as is that you get a discount on the parts.
Because you don't have to upgrade it.
Yeah. And then, like, sure, you're paying labor costs. You don't have to risk messing it up. Mm-hmm. So they have to make some kind of hot swappable hardware, which good luck doing that with a computer chip.
Oh, yeah.
For the love of God, you have to...
Just make everything like cartridges.
But you cannot physically do that. Like, your computer chip needs cooled, and there's no good way to put a cooler on something that's hot swappable.
Yeah. And
then, like, the graphics card, for example, like, sure, you might be able to do that, but the way that they're put into consoles isn't like computers where they're on an individual card that slides in and out. They're on a chip that's in there.
Like,
these have to be hot swappable things, or you're depending on your user base to be good enough to do it, and you can't assume that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And then, you're losing the discount, so there's no reason not to just own a PC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you have to upgrade it, get a PC. It's easier to work with because you can have it as big as you want.
Yeah.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, and then if you want to run, like, 5 graphics cards, you go ahead and wait.
SLI, go ahead. Go ahead, Linus Tech Tips.
Yeah, 5-way SLI, let's go.
5-way SLI.
Let's innovate.
Let's innovate.
They don't even support 4 anymore. Let's start 5.
Yeah. They don't even support SLI anymore. No one does SLI.
They support 2-way.
Yeah, whatever. No one does. Don't believe it. No one does it because the music man's lies.
The idea of spending, like... It's not worth doing it if you don't have the highest-end graphics cards.
Yeah.
But they cost like $800 each.
Exactly. So why bother?
It's such a bad idea.
I want to move on to this topic because, like, I am so pumped. Not even for just because I love Muskie. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk, for those of you who haven't listened to the podcast yet. Hyperloop candidates. They picked 10 of them. Woo! And Pittsburgh's on there. Pittsburgh's on there going from Pittsburgh to Columbus to Chicago. It's not that long of a trip. No, it's a 47-minute trip that can take you to Chicago. You know what that means? That means pizza. That means lunch breaks in Chicago.
Whoa.
I'd be okay with that. I'm a deep dish person, so I appreciate
it. I like New York. I mean, like, I'm a mix. I like New York when I like New York. I like deep dish when I like deep dish. But, yeah, I mean, that's great. I don't know if we're going to be picked. But I mean,
hold on. One of the hyperloops here is Miami to Orlando.
Yeah,
that is a bad idea.
Why? Disney World, the Disney World brand hyperloop.
Yeah,
they're gonna replace the monorail system. They're gonna replace the monorail system with an above ground hyperloop.
Whee! Yeah, guys, get across the park in 5 seconds flat.
You can already get across the park in 5 seconds flat.
Yeah,
just break the law.
Wow.
Mexico is going to get one. Mexico's in the running. I don't know why Mexico.
Well, here.
There's not a lot of people there.
For all the people who aren't looking at this page.
Oh, very populated. I mean, like, there's Texas. Texas is more populated than.
For all
I
the
mean,
people looking at this page, though, so the 10 options that are listed are Glasgow to Liverpool in the UK, mm-hmm. Mexico City to Guadalajara in Mexico, Cheyenne to Denver to Pueblo in Colorado, which is an interesting loop. It kind of looks like a T.
Yeah.
There's Toronto to Montreal in Canada. Honestly, I'd be kind of okay with that one.
Yeah.
Because Canada's massive. Like,
you can't,
it's
like,
stupid.
Like, to get to Montreal to Toronto, it takes forever.
Yeah.
Like, it's so long.
Yeah, and, like...
It's definitely shorter than a flight.
Yeah, and you know how, like, you think, like, oh, getting over there doesn't seem that far. Like, if you want to go to Michigan from, like, the southeastern parts of Canada, like, by Buffalo...
Yeah.
You have two ways. You can cross the bridge... I shouldn't say go to Michigan. Like, if you want to go across the Great Lakes to the other side of that area, you can, if you have your passports, go through the states.
Yeah.
And that takes, like, 4 hours. Or you double or triple your trip length to go around the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah, because it's a pain.
A Hyperloop in Canada sounds like a really good idea to me.
Yeah. And then there's Chicago, Columbus, and Pittsburgh. Yeah, I don't...
There's Mumbai to Chennai, India.
Yeah, I mean, cool. India would definitely. It'd be a good idea to test like the capacity of it. It's an hour. It's an hour long trip though. It's 63 minutes for India.
That's still not horrible though.
Dallas to Laredo to Houston.
Oh, they have a couple. They have two in Texas then, I think.
But
no,
but
this is
a
long.
No,
you
just missed
of
the
all
Laredo
of Mexico
part.
Is 127.5 million, which is a little over a third of the population of all of America, and they're in a much more condensed space than America.
And then,
so
like,
there's
can
more
go
people
somewhere.
Per square like mile in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot of people.
And Miami and Orlando, not a good idea.
Bengaluru to Chennai again. Chennai is a popular place, I guess.
Yeah.
Chennai?
Yeah.
Where's Chennai?
Somewhere in India. It's on the east coast somewhere.
Edinburgh. What do you guys say? Edinburgh?
Edinburgh. It's Edinburgh, but it looks like Edinburgh.
I say Edinburgh. To London. Team hyped.
Yeah, that's like pronouncing Duquesne, Duquesne.
Duquesne.
Duquesne. Duquesne.
Anthony.
Fort FT dot Duquesne.
FT dot Duquesne, guys. But, yeah, I don't know why they would even do the other India one when Mumbai to Chennai is there. Like, I mean, why do the shorter one when you can just go long, go big or go home? I mean, it's Elon Musk. He's going to go big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
wait a minute. It basically passed through the other one, too. This is just dumb planning.
It's dumb.
I'm
it's dumb. Why do that
there's
one?
A reasoning behind it.
Yeah, maybe, like, there's a big curve. Maybe there's, like, a mountain or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to ask you guys, which one do you think that there should be?
Well, I'm obviously partial to the one in Pennsylvania.
All right, let's say that one wasn't in the running.
I do want the Pennsylvania one, not because of being from Pennsylvania. Mm. I think that's probably the best one to test it in for, like, temperate enough climate to be predictable, but also variant enough to not be, like, consistent every day. Because, like, the Texas one, like, sure, there will be some days that are very drastic, but Texas is mostly hot and relatively sunny.
And also, it's like, you go from western Pennsylvania to the Great Lakes, which... And, like, the center of the tube will be relatively warm while the outer edges are cold.
Also, there's the fact that, like, running from Pittsburgh to Chicago, there's different climate. Like, oh, yeah, all these other ones climate. Are mostly the same climate.
Yeah. just for testing purposes, you think it's the best.
Yeah, and, you know, the UK is just always raining, so.
Yeah. I mean,
also, India, personally, I think would be a really nice one because you get to test the strain of, like, population against it, right? So that's a thing. And then on top of that, India also has, like, their monsoon seasons and things like that. So they would be testing against weather as
well. Yeah. Do you want to know the price that it would be to get from Pittsburgh to Chicago?
$5.
If a flight, let's say a flight on a good day is like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Like $50.
Wow.
It's 10%.
I was almost there.
You are really close. It is like 10%. It is so cheap to do this. So that's why when I said luncheons in Chicago, I meant that. Like, it would be more expensive to get the food in Chicago than it would be to take the Hyperloop to Chicago.
Which is insane. they could do like season passes through the Hyperloop as well.
Oh yeah, season passes. I would make it an attraction. Make the Hyperloop itself a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I'd go to Chicago for no reason other than to go. But like,
also, I have friends in Chicago too.
Yeah,
build the Hyperloop here in Pennsylvania, Elon Musk, please.
But also, so many shows. Like, I'm a metal fan. Metal shows don't come here anymore because all of our good venues are closing for various reasons.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones are too big to support metal acts because they have to fill it or they're losing money.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is,
Chicago is not a small city for that. Mm-mm. I could go to Chicago for a concert overnight, come back home. No problem.
Yeah, it'd be an hour. No, it'd be a little more than an hour. Hour and a half. It takes me an hour and a half to get from my house to the campus back to my house. It takes me an hour and a half to do that. But I could get to Chicago in that amount of time. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Realize, that also opens up all those schools, right?
Yes.
Like if a parent's like, no, I don't like this high school, I'm sending my kid to Chicago or Columbus for high school, that's 18 minutes. That's a normal bus ride. You just put your kid on the Hyperloop. Let's say you live in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You go into Columbus. You walk to your next high school, and bam, you can go to school, a high school in Columbus from Pittsburgh.
That's really great. Yeah.
I mean, also, I like this because I think it's like it would be the start to then branch it off to the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah.
And then we'd hit like New York, Washington, D.C. because we have that megalopolis.
Yeah.
But they want to make sure it works before they put it there.
Of course.
Yeah. So I think this would be like the start. And then it connects Pittsburgh to New York, and it connects Pittsburgh to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
to Washington, D.C., and that'd be great. I love that.
Yeah, I have family in New York, so that'd be really fantastic.
Yeah.
I could just go visit them in 30 minutes.
Now, they should do this. They should do this one. Mm-hmm. Hands
but
down.
Speaking of transportation, and actually London in particular,
London.
Uber is being thrown out of London for the time being.
That's funny.
Get that Uber.
Tell us why.
So it comes down to the London Transport Fellowship, is that what they're called? I know it's LTF. Transport for London, TFL. I was wrong. They've deemed Uber is not fit and proper to operate, which I think, if I remember what I read last night, comes down to they think Uber's really not transparent enough. Mm-hmm. Because basically, Uber's a black box.
Yes.
Things happen. You can't find out what happens. Law enforcement can't find out what happens.
Yeah, because legally they're not allowed to, like, they don't have any right. Like, they have to ask the owner of the vehicle permission to search it, not who's ever in the vehicle. Because the other person owns the vehicle. If it was a company that owned it, mm-hmm. and the company could just turn full rights over if an officer needs to do it, but it's the person's vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, with Uber, a lot of dumb stuff happens with Uber. Like, a lot of dumb stuff happens with Uber. Like, you'll be picked up by someone who's, like, drunk, or you'll be picked up by someone their, like, significant other in it. And it's a bunch of dumb stuff. And, like, yeah, people really try hard for that 5-star rating, but when people don't try hard, then it's scary.
Yeah, I've never encountered a ride like that.
They're not liable for these things.
Yeah.
They don't do a thorough enough background check on these people. And, like, what happens if they don't do well enough? Like, do they still let them go through? Mm-hmm. Does Uber even take care of them getting, like, medical certifications in case of emergency? Like, there's a lot of things they're worried about that Uber does not state whether or not they do, because they probably don't.
In London, being a cabbie is like a high honor.
Yes,
that is a very hard thing to be in London. You have to master like all these streets. You have to take a huge test. It's insane.
Yeah.
And because
meanwhile in New York, if you're not drinking like 5 bottles of whiskey a day, you're good to go.
You're good to go. if you don't pee hot for like, I don't know, crocodile, yeah, sure, you can be a cabbie in New York.
It
doesn't matter.
That sentence that just came, if you don't pee hot for I don't know crocodile, translate for me, please.
Crocodile is a drug that was popular in Russia that like melts your skin. It's like take heroin and I don't know, hydrochloric acid. I don't even know what it is. I don't know why you made it, but you inject it, and the reason they call it crocodile is because you're skin turns all scaly and starts flaking off.
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
That is one messed up drug. But moving on from the drug. So Uber got thrown out. Honestly, like, I like the idea of Uber. I understand London's point.
Oh, yeah.
I have no reason to disagree with them, especially because, like, they care about their cab service. They're not New York.
No.
Facts,
any old dude with a nice enough car that's from, I don't know, like post 80s can start a cabbie service in London.
I think it has to be like 2008 or earlier,
London
actually.
Yeah, whatever.
But like,
London, it used to be through the state.
Mm-hmm.
Like in London, it was like the exact same as a bus. It was just more expensive and better.
Yeah, better.
Like, because celebrities in London, they would just take the cab. They didn't have to hire anyone specific. They had specific cabs, sure, but like the Beatles just took cabs.
Honestly, I love just public transportation in Europe in general. Like, because buses are so much better, and then you can use trains to get around if you want.
Everything public in Europe is good.
Yeah, no.
Because here we're like, oh, this is public. I'm just gonna ruin it because it's not my problem. In Europe, they're like, we don't feel like paying for another one of these. Let's not ruin it.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad. You know, I think Uber needs to shape up. I think they either need to get all their just self-driving cars out there. I think that they need to either do that, or they really need to start worrying about the people that they use.
Yeah.
Because I have only taken, I think I've taken a Uber, and I've also taken a Lyft, and I have to say the Lyft was nicer.
Mm-hmm.
The Lyft was way nicer. The Lyft guy, he was like, oh, do you want me to drop you off here? You know, like, yeah, don't worry about it. I can just do a U-turn. He was real cool about it. We were going to Kennywood, and we messed up. And he goes, yeah, no, that's fine. I get it. It's cool. The Uber driver, he was like, all right, I'm not going to drive into Robert Morris. I don't want to turn around. He dropped us off on University Boulevard. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
That is ridiculous. All right, that's so acceptable.
Yeah. I personally have not had a bad experience with Uber yet.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that's a one-star experience right there.
Really?
Like, don't take me to where I want to go. That's a because, like, why am
we
I
said
calling
Robert
you?
Morris. We said Robert Morris. We didn't say the dorms. We didn't say which dorm. We didn't even
but
say the road.
It's so simple to just go in and around, right?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, so this is my thing. I'm calling you to get from point A to point B. If you can't take me all the way to point B, that's a one-star experience, right?
Yeah,
there.
I didn't rate it. I didn't pay for it.
I still have yet to even use Uber, honestly. I just never have a reason
to. Hey, next time
to.
We need to go to a place, I'm bringing you with me so I can get a free discount for my first ride.
Hey, can I come?
Yeah,
where
sure.
Where are we going?
I don't know yet, but John's paying.
Let's go to Jerry's Records. Shameless plug for Jerry's Records. Go there.
Honestly, we'll talk about that. I might be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But moving on, last topic of the day. Anthony, you probably know more about this than me. How Gearbox took over the publishing role of We Happy
yes.
Few.
So, there is this game known as We Happy Few, and it's an indie game that became public knowledge in 2015. Since that time, it's been going through development, and I think they're nearing
stuck.
Up the end of their development.
No, they were stuck in it for a while.
They were. And to, what's the word, not produce, publish the game, they brought on Gearbox. For those of you who are not familiar with Gearbox, they are the creators of Duke Nukem Forever.
Nuke Nukem.
And what was the other game that they did?
I have it up here.
Space Marines. Colonial Space Marines, right?
Yeah, they've done two failures. They did Borderlands, started off good, and then the rest were failures.
They did Half-Life.
Battleborn, which I don't know what...
Did they
Half-Life in 98.
In 2001 for the PS2.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, Half-Life was on the PS2?
They did a lot of ports. They do a lot of ports, it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, they did Halo Combat Evolve.
But, like, all
the
games
Mac.
That they've created themselves, like, non-ports, have been commercial flops.
Duke Nukem 3D. that game wasn't a super flop.
Duke Nukem.
I don't know. I've not heard too many good things.
The only way you can get a good Duke Nukem game is if you like get it through id.
They did Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway. That was a flop. Although I don't think that one was their fault.
Wasn't that
It was one of the World War II shooters.
I thought it was that motorcycle game.
No, it was the third person.
I know what game you're talking about. I think I've actually played the Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
But like Brothers in Arms was not a bad game. Mm-hmm. It's that it was a third-person shooter game in a super-saturated World War II market. It didn't have a place.
It really didn't.
They did Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3. That's not a bad one.
Halo Combat Evolved. What?
Yeah, they did a port to Mac and Windows. I didn't know that Halo... I want to see this this port to Windows.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was a port to Windows. They did James Bond's Nightfire. Yeah, they haven't done too much that's good. That's about all. Like they've done a lot of things, most of which didn't go over too well. So they have a not the greatest fan base, right?
Not a lot of people are happy with Gearbox as a production company.
Because Gearbox is not a
publishing company. Because all they do is make flops. Exactly, they only produce flops. And so here we have We Happy Few, a game by Compulsion Studios, which has been getting a lot of hype behind it because a lot of people are really excited. It's a very interesting concept for the game, right? And I'm not going to explain to you the concept. Go look it up, right? Because it is a very interesting concept. But anyway, what happened here was they basically got Compulsion to produce it. Or to publish it, sorry. Keep mixing up those two words. And a lot of people are very unhappy with this because although that means that they get to add a lot more content onto the game, and that's the thing that they have been doing for the past 2 years, it's also Gearbox, and their record isn't very fantastic. And then on top of this, it's an even bigger slap in the face because they raised the price of the game because it's an indie game. So you typically it was like only 30 or in the ballpark of $30. The game has been raised to a $60 price because it is being published by a professional in quotations for all of you who cannot see it because once again they're not very good at what they do, but they're being published by a professional game studio.
Here, well, let me give my opinion on this. I'm gonna get real close. No Man's Sky 2, Electric Boogaloo. Hands down. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be No Man's Sky 2, Electric Boogaloo. They're going to give all this stuff that was really cool, and then they're going to be like, lol, nope.
I really hope it's not as bad as No Man's Sky. I'm really hoping that like people actually got what they paid for, because like No Man's Sky, I saw the game, and I was all like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But in the back of my mind, I was like, there's no possible way this can't be more than just a scenic game, right? Despite everything that was being
said. It's good now, from what I've been told.
I've been told that it's good now, but it should have been good when it was released.
Yeah, good point.
I'm really hoping that We Happy Few is actually good from the get-go. I'm hoping that people actually get what they paid for, because me looking at it, it actually does look like a very interesting concept.
It does. It really... I really want to play it, but I hope it's not gonna be. I hope it's not gonna be garbage.
Just on a bit of a Gearbox smashing. So you guys, did you guys play the original Borderlands?
Yeah, I have. I should say close to launch.
No.
Close to launch, the game was one big mess that was easily modded, and like so many modded guns were added, and that was most of the fun of the game. Like, there was a gun that did negative damage, but it shot whatever you were shooting into the air for no reason. Wow. I don't understand. But, like, all it did was launch whatever you were shooting at. If you shot at your friend, they launched. Sometimes it crashed their console. It was great.
That's great.
But then they patched all that, and the game lost all of the fun. Like, they know what's fun. And just get rid of it.
Right? It's like, wait, no. I appreciate you throwing your money at us, but you look like you're having too much fun in this environment here, so we're going to change. Yeah.
No fun allowed.
This isn't the way. Just
watch your money. We don't care if you enjoy what you buy.
Our vision of fun.
Right?
So this Final Fantasy Hallway. Fun.
Final Fantasy Hallway?
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 13, the hallway.
What? I love Final... Look, Final Fantasy 13 was like hallways for like the first like fourth of the game.
First seven hours of the game.
All right, but it's a 40-hour game, all right?
No, Anthony, Final Fantasy 13 is legitimately hallways until you reach the last area of the game. I played the game. It is legitimately
I have also played the game. I love Final Fantasy 13.
I think it's so uncustomizable you can't even change the volume. To be honest, I think Final Fantasy 13. Yeah, that's how I always envisioned it. I loved Final Fantasy 13.
Constantly
on ear rape.
I thought it was great. I thought it was a fantastic game. And yeah, maybe it doesn't get to open world until you get to the last stage of the game. There's a lot that happens after you get to that point.
For like 10 minutes, and then you beat the game.
Nah,
a lot that happens.
Not even
for 10 minutes, it's a lot. I just don't like Final Fantasy. I always trash on Final Fantasy.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today.
My heart is broken.
All right. So, see us next week. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we never do anyway.
What we're going to be talking about. We should just.
But by the sounds of it, Final Fantasy may be on the discussion board.
You know what?
It might be.
It's just going to be me and Elliot debating about why Final Fantasy is good.
All right.
In the meantime, enjoy one more track, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Adios.